96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're talking to Dr. Wayne Frederick, the newly appointed president of Howard University. Of course, we've spoken to Dr. Frederick before, but this is the first time he's been on the program since his appointment last month. We have a lot to talk about tonight. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Frederick, welcome. Congratulations on the appointment. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's get to this issue of Ferguson, Missouri. There's been a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff going on there, a lot of stuff going on here. I'm sure you've seen that huge picture, Howard University freshmen hands up, you know, in support of this difficult and very tragic situation. A lot of these young men on campus are the same age as Michael Brown, the man who lost his life. When you look at this as a teachable moment, what do you tell them? What do you tell, you're a father too, not just the president of Howard University. What do you say to them?
Well, you know, the first thing I have to say to them is I am extremely proud of their response. We have to be engaged in national issues. We have to be engaged in issues that affect the daily lives. We are not a university isolated from that type of trouble and concern. The second thing that I would, you know, address them around is really the issue of what are the things that are causing this to continue to occur? What are the ills in our society that are causing this to occur? Not drawing any conclusions about right or wrong, but drawing the conclusion that a young African-American male is at risk to lose his life in this manner in our country. Is there something within our urban societies we need to be looking at? Are there issues around police relations with African-American males that we need to be speaking to? And then on an even broader level, how can our university, with all of the richness of the academia and research that is occurring, inform the rest of our country about these issues? Are there opportunities to do that? And those are the things that I would challenge them to do. How can we be part of the solution to this, to not see it happen again?
You also have heard that a Howard University graduate, Maya White, is recovering at home. She was shot in Ferguson. She was strong enough of spirit to not only let us know her condition on Instagram, that she said her life is still intact. What does that say to you about not only, you know, she's off campus, she's graduated, she's moved on, but she still has that spirit and connection to Howard? What would you say to her as she recovers now from this injury?
Yeah, well, our prayers are with her. And like the 120,000 plus graduates we've had in our history, she is demonstrating what Truth and Service is about, the fact that we must be engaged in a discourse in our community. I don't know the details of her shooting, but the fact of the matter is she was participating in drawing concern to what is taking place in Ferguson. And for that, we certainly uplift her, because we want to make sure that our alum are participating in their community. We say it all the time. I want them to get their degrees, not to hang on walls, but I want them to get their degrees to go out and change the world. And unfortunately, she was shot in doing that. But as you said, and as I will reiterate, the strength of her spirit was such that she wanted to let us know that she had been participating and that she's in good health, and we certainly will be praying for her.
No, without a doubt, we certainly will be praying for her full and speedy recovery. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking to Dr. Wayne Frederick. He is the newly appointed president of Howard University. Dr. Frederick, let's talk briefly before my break about your appointment. I can't imagine the excitement that you would feel personally. I mean, this is a big deal. Being appointed to any college or university, obviously, as president is a big deal. But this is Howard University, your educational intellectual home, so to speak. How do you feel?
Well, to use a term that someone was helping me to, as they try to help me to describe it, unalloyed joy is the term that I have to use. What this institution has poured into me over the 26 years that I've been associated with this university, to have this most humbling honor to lead the flagship, as it were, I am totally engaged, totally humble, and totally overwhelmed by the support from the community, the messages of support that people have sent, and also the demonstrated acts of support that people have been engaged in since July 22nd. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. It is a phenomenal job to aspire to. But it's not one that in 1988, when I made my journey here, I ever even fathomed that I could get. But that's the beauty of Howard University. They could take a 5'6", 88-pound freshman and turn him into a university president without him knowing. And I think that's the beauty of it.
I need to take a break, but we're going to come back. We're going to talk more about the issues concerning Howard University today, 2014, and beyond. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're also going to go to the phone lines in just a bit. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking to Dr. Wayne Frederick, the newly appointed president of Howard University. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Brian, calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Brian, are you there? Okay, I think we lost Brian. Let's go to Reggie. Reggie from Richmond. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening. And Dr. Frederick, a good friend of mine, Dr. Linda Edlow, former pharmacist and graduate at Howard, let me tell you hello.
Thank you.
But, sir, my question real quick. When we see other schools using sports as a revenue, maybe Howard can look at that, because, again, we see the NCAA in big money, and we know our HBCUs need to start using sports as a business rather as, should we say, a party. So I just want to get your thoughts on that, and I'll hang up and listen.
Sure. Our athletics programs will be a significant focus of my tenure. My freshman year at Howard, my freshman semester, I became the manager of the soccer team. And that soccer team ended up in the Division I Final Four, lost in the final game. Apart from the finances, which are obvious, and I agree, those teams must win in order to get that. The school spirit, though, that's really created out of that activity is one that can't be replaced. So it's certainly an area that I would like to see us do very well in. The other thing I would mention is that these are student athletes, and the reason student has to be continued in there is because we're looking for these young men and women to matriculate. Most of them will not play professional sports. We recognize that. But this is an opportunity for them to participate in a university education, and a great one here at Howard University. And so we must have a strong, robust program in which they can do that. And the last thing I would say is that NCAA rules are set up very stringently to help these students matriculate. And if we maximize the resources that are supplied in that process, those graduation rates can be significant. So I absolutely agree with you that athletics is an area that needs focus, and I can guarantee you it will get significant focus under my tenure.
Okay. Reggie, thank you so much for your phone call. Before I go to yet another break, Dr. Frederick, can you give me a thumbnail sketch of your priorities for 2014-2015?
Well, the first priority is engagement of our entire community, all of our stakeholders. We had an extensive presidential search process, which took that group to various parts of the country so that we can get feedback from alum and other stakeholders. Internally, that process was also conducted in a rigorous fashion. So the first thing that I would like to do is to take that information and to inform our administration, my administration, as to what are the things we need to focus on in response to that. What are the things we're already focusing on that are aligned? What are some of the new things we need to focus on? And then where the reasons for good opportunity to delay doing something or prioritizing a different area to really be able to explain that to the community. And so that would be the first order of business.
Looking to hear more on that. I need to yet go to another break. But if you are on the phone, that includes Robert from Waldorf. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. If you have a question or you have a comment for Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick, the lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. This conversation will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.